some of the halachos of soups. Let's move from juices into the world of soups. So we have the Gemara says that the halacha, the mei shlachis, that when you take vegetables and you cook them, so the bracha is repi adama, similar to the vegetable itself to start with. That we pointed out is even if you're not eating the vegetables with the soup, you're removing the soup from the vegetables. You have the vegetables for lunch, and you're having the soup for supper, or vice versa, whatever it is. You're having the soup independent of the vegetables. The bracha still remains brei pi adama. Obviously, if you're having the soup with the vegetables, the bracha is brei pi adama. The chiddush over here is even if it's not with, you're having the soup independent. This halacha, we said, according to the Rosh, is because of the fact that it's cooked. According to the Rashba, however, it's because the derech is to make a soup to cook these type of vegetables. So if a person would make take a vegetable which is not normal to make a soup out of it, obviously the bracha would not be, according to Rashba, brei pi adama. But in general, that is not most vegetables is normal to make a soup out of them. It's not such a consideration. The last point we added was the Rosh and the Truvis, that the Rosh says it's only gets a brei pi adama if you're planning to eat the vegetable also. So you're planning to have the vegetables, not make the soup and then throw the vegetables away and just eat the soup, or give the vegetables to your cat to eat. You're planning to eat the vegetables also. But assuming you meet that, all those criteria, the bracha is brei pi adama. Let's say you add, in order to thicken the soup, you want to add in some other, you want to make it a little bit thicker soup, you add in some type of a starch. So how does that, if it's, let's say, a little bit of flour or something of that sort, does that change the bracha to mezonos? The bracha then remain still brei pri ha'adama. So in that situation, the function of the mezonos is just to thicken it. The flour is just there to thicken a little bit. The bracha remains brei pri ha'adama. It does not change. However, let's say you're having a soup and you cook your soup together with barley, you have a vegetable barley soup. There you're actually adding the mezonos. It gives a certain thickness to it, the barley. But you're actually eating the barley also. Then your kavanah is to eat it also. So then the bracha becomes mezonos for the whole mixture altogether. So if you're just adding a flour or something of that sort to thicken it, the bracha remains the same, brei pri adama. If you're adding the mezonos to actually eat it, in order to want to enjoy the flavor of the mezonos, then the bracha is brei pri adama. We will talk about, Bez Hashem, next few days, more halachos about soups with mixtures. Beginning to go into the world of the halachos of Ikkar and Tofel, so I want to start talking about that, Bez Hashem, starting from soups. Have a good morning.